Midterm Examination B Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Linda always helps her mom with the housework.
2. Leaves start to fall off the trees when autumn comes.
3. All the students took an active part in the discussion in the lesson.
4. Do not use the elevator when there is a fire.
5. Look, Sam is reading a book under the tree over there. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Where are you going? To the teacher's office?
No, I am going to the library. I have got books to return.
Question. Where is the man going?
2. Will you keep the light on, please? There might be a monster in the room.
Jerry, you are old enough not to be afraid of darkness.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. Jim, who are you going to work with on the history project?
Mary doesn't want to work with me, so I invited Kate.
Question. Who will probably work with the boy?
4. Hi, Lucy. I called you many times, but why didn't you answer my phone?
Oh, sorry. I was swimming. You know, I go swimming every Tuesday and Thursday.
Question. How often does the woman go swimming every week?
5. Now, boys and girls, please color the letter A red.
Miss, can I color it blue? It's my favorite color.
Sure.
Question. What color does the boy like a lot? 6. Can you help me set the alarm clock at 6 a.m.?
That's fairly early.
You know, the traffic is always slow on Monday morning.
Question. What day is it today?
7. Mom, Dad, let's go now. I can't wait to see Mickey Mouse in Disneyland.
Calm down, Johnny. The plane leaves this afternoon. We still have enough time to pack things we need in Hong Kong.
Question. What will they probably do next? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Today, while I was sitting comfortably and enjoying the warm summer in the backyard of my office building, I couldn't help thinking of my happy childhood moments spent in the backyard of my father's office. At that time, my mother always had to work during the weekends, and then I spent most of my weekends alone with my father. However, sometimes he got some important workto deal with during his day off. Therefore, I had to go with him back to his office and wait for him until he finished his work. Most of the time, I liked to be in the office backyard to collect the dry branches and leaves that had fallen to the ground and use them to build my own so-called treehouse. I imagined that this treehouse could be as strong as a real building to protect me from any bad weather. In fact, whenever it really started to rain, I always ran back into my father's office. At this moment, my father could always magically take out a big box of candies and put it in front of me. I still remember the taste of those candies. They tasted very sweet, and their taste was unforgettable. Now I have grown up into an adult. I understand that the candies tasted better at that time because I had a lot of childhood fun. Now I own a real house, and we have a beautiful yard at the back. But I will never forget my happy moments with my so-called treehouse. Today, while I was sitting comfortably and enjoying the warm summer in the backyard of my office building, I couldn't help thinking of my happy childhood moments spent in the backyard of my father's office. At that time, my mother always had to work during the weekends, and then I spent most of my weekends alone with my father. However, sometimes he got some important work to deal with during his day off. Therefore, I had to go with him back to his office and wait for him until he finished his work. Most of the time, I liked to be in the office backyard to collect the dry branches and leaves that had fallen to the ground and use them to build my own so-called treehouse. I imagined that this treehouse could be as strong as a real building to protect me from any bad weather. In fact, whenever it really started to rain, I always ran back into my father's office. At this moment, my father could always magically take out a big box of candies and put it in front of me. I still remember the taste of those candies. They tasted very sweet, and their taste was unforgettable. Now I have grown up into an adult. I understand that the candies tasted better at that time because I had a lot of childhood fun. Now I own a real house, and we have a beautiful yard at the back. But I will never forget my happy moments with my so-called treehouse. 4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Stephen is talking with Mary on the phone about his plan for the first few days of his trip in Hong Kong during Chinese New Year.
Hello, this is Stephen. Is Mary in, please?
Oh, Stephen, it's me. What's up? When are you coming back to Hong Kong for a holiday?
I'll arrive in Hong Kong at about 2:30 p.m. on the 4th of February, and I'll have dinner with my parents.
They must be missing you so much. Well, don't forget the New Year fireworks show at 8 that night.
Of course, I won't miss it. And what about going to the peak together the next day? I really miss the beautiful views of Hong Kong.
Why not? Then we can have lunch there. After lunch, let's see a film starring by Jackie Chan. I think you'll love it.
Fine. Would you join me to give out red packets to the old people that evening? You know...I'm a member of this social group called Caring for the Elderly.
No problem. It's so meaningful to give out red packets to the old people. But will you have time to meet our friends Benny and Anne? They miss you so much.
Me too. Before leaving, I will definitely arrange time to meet them and have some seafood with them. I am looking forward to it.
Great idea.
Fine. Okay. I'd better go out for dinner now. Let's talk later. See you.
Stephen is talking with Mary on the phone about his plan for the first few days of his trip in Hong Kong during Chinese New Year.
Hello. This is Stephen. Is Mary in, please?
Oh, Stephen. It's me.What's up? When are you coming back to Hong Kong for a holiday?
I'll arrive in Hong Kong at about 2:30 p.m. on the 4th of February. and I'll have dinner with my parents.
They must be missing you so much. Well, don't forget the New Year fireworks show at 8 that night.
Of course, I won't miss it. And what about going to the peak together the next day? I really miss the beautiful views of Hong Kong.
Why not? Then we can have lunch there. After lunch, let's see a film, starring by Jackie Chan. I think you'll love it.
Fine. Would you join me to give out red packets to the old people that evening? You know, I'm a member of this social group called Caring for the Elderly.
No problem. It's so meaningful to give out red packets to the old people. But would you have time to meet our friends Benny and Dan? They miss you so much.
Me too. Before leaving, I will definitely arrange time to meet them and have some seafood with them. I am looking forward to it.
Great idea.
Fine. Okay. I'd better go out for dinner now. Let's talk later. See you.